This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of false views of truth. The 10th false view of truth to which I wish to call your attention is to maintain that it is a false view of truth to hold that it does not need to be defended. We sometimes hear this view expressed: the truth will take care of itself. It doesn't need to be defended. There is at least one thing wrong with that. It just isn't true. Jude exhorted God's people to contend earnestly for the faith, Jude verse 3. The expression "contend earnestly" signifies that we should regard ourselves as combatants in the great battle to defend the truth against all who deny or attack it. The word "earnestly" indicates that the battle should be carried on with great intensity. It involves a real fight. Paul said that he was set for the defense of the gospel, Philippians chapter 1. The Apostle Peter laid on us the obligation of being ready always to give answer to every man that asketh you a reason concerning the hope that is in you, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The Greek word here translated "answer" actually means defense. We are thus instructed to be ready to defend the truth against challenges which may arise against it. If you will carefully study the life of our Lord, you will learn that he was a great controversialist, a great debater, being almost constantly involved in the defense of what is true and right as over against that which is false and wrong. An investigation of the work of the Apostle Paul will reveal that again and again he was engaged in what we today would call debating. He defended the truth. The church grew with amazing rapidity during both the 1st century and the 19th century. During both of these centuries, gospel preachers were again and again involved in the defense of the truth in public discussion. Shouldn't we get back to this kind of activity? On every hand, by every means of communication, there is sounding forth blatant challenges to true New Testament Christianity. The atheists and modernists, it seems, have access to almost every means of communication: newspaper, magazines, paperback books, and so forth, radio, television. The modernists on every hand are telling us that religion is passé, that we're now in the time of post-Christianity period. But I deny that with all of my being. And I challenge every Bible believer, every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, to recognize the truth of what I'm here saying in regard to the matter of both teaching and defending the truths. The Bible teaches us that the mouths of those who deny the faith must be stopped. And the only way the Lord would have us to stop them is by preaching the truth and defending against the challenges made against it. And so by a valiant defense of the church and of the truth which is to preach, we may prevent many babes in Christ from being carried into apostasy by the winds of modernism which are blowing among us and in the world. While it is good, even essential, to preach on the moral principles of the Christian life, such preaching alone is not going to awaken the skeptical world out of its false ways. For this to be done, the whole counsel of God must be preached with great fervor. Now, an 11th false view of truth. It is a false view of truth to hold that it has nothing to do with valid reasoning. The Apostle Paul said, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. This lays on us the obligation, among other things, to think logically and to reason soundly in connection with the evidence which God has given us in the Bible. However, there are those among even those who claim to be followers of Christ who would have us to accept the basic views of existential philosophy and neo-orthodox theology, and thus more or less tossing reason, the principles of sound reasoning, out of the window. But he who throws reason out of the window throws with it his ability to give any grounds for believing and doing as he does. Again and again, Jesus, Paul, and others in the New Testament make use of the principles of sound reasoning. And so I urge you today to recognize that the truth must not only be preached, must be defended as well.